Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And I just can't think of anything else I'd rather do than to hear you sing.
Sing my name the way you do.
Oh, when we do our thing.
When we do the things we do.
Baby girl, you make me sing.
I think that Victoria, you taught me about Neo.
Oh, did I?
Some months ago. Yeah, I didn't know who Neo was till you and I had a conversation about the music from Neo. And now there are words from Neo. He blasted Ruth Bader Ginsburg because of what she said about Colin Kaepernick. Bunga bunga.
Colin Kaepernick.
Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that what Kaepernick was doing in the National Anthem protest was dumb. And so Neo, who's quite a well-known R&B singer and a songwriter, said, quote, she's right. There are no rules to stop people from being stupid. Same way there are no rules to stop her from saying the dumb stuff that she said. Listen, I 100% stand by Kaepernick with, he probably pronounced it correctly. With all this going on, all the deaths that have been videotaped, people are getting away with it like it ain't nothing. How dare you ask me to pledge allegiance to a country that's not pledging allegiance to me? Really? We got to pledge allegiance now to Neo? Where's
well,
it? Where is
I don't
it?
Think that's what he means.
Flag? Yeah, I know what he means, but somebody's going to take that apart. And then what he has said to that point, which has some value, goes out the window. Because people, you know, as well as I do, parse every word. They mince. They take everything apart and put it back together again. So if he'd have stopped before he said that, maybe he might have had some value. As far as I'm concerned, what he said is a load of you know what.
But that's just what you think because you're the
right.
one who took it apart. No one
exactly.
else. No yeah. one else took that's, it apart. I mean,
I don't know that don't know, no one else took it apart. You didn't. You haven't heard everybody.
I haven't heard Rush Limbaugh talk about it. But I mean, other people.
When's the last time you listened to Rush Limbaugh?
I never listened to Rush. Limbaugh. I would never.
Okay, there you go. But that doesn't
but
mean
still, I'm just saying,
we,
like, most people are, you know, he's not, most people agree with what he, with what Neo's saying. I mean, he, no one
most
is inciting
not.
Riots.
Maybe most people in your circle do. Most people in my circle do not.
Don't believe that anyone has a right to silent protest?
No, no.
Really?
That Kaepernick, no, that's not what I'm saying. You're twisting my words around.
No, what? I'm not. I'm asking what you're inferring.
Kaepernick,
I don't know what you mean.
People are not supportive of Kaepernick doing what he's doing, whether he has the right to do it. I don't think anybody's questioning his right to do it, or if and not people in my circle are not questioning whether he has a right to do it. They just think that the guy is a lowlife because he's had the opportunity to take advantage of the system, and why is he complaining? Whether that's right thinking or wrong thinking, that's what they're thinking. The same as people that you may know are thinking that he has every right to do it and agree with it. And I'll tell you something. After reading the story about this movie, 13th, which is on Netflix, I found out yesterday, I'm going to watch it this week. And if you didn't hear me talking about it, it basically takes the 13th Amendment and analyzes how even Congress has worked on taking down the black man. And it really, I mean, I can't put it any other way than that. This is
right.
And
so then how would that be different from what Neo's saying about having the country not pledge allegiance to him?
You're challenging me for a reason that isn't part of what I'm saying. You can challenge.
I'm not
talking he doesn't have
that.
The right to say it. What I'm saying is that the way they go about doing it, this guy, then when I my forehead wrinkled when I read. It's not like pledge allegiance to me. I think that's the same as a lot of this other stuff. It's just a phrase that I didn't like applying to him. That's my I just don't like it. I'm not going to pledge allegiance. This is not like we're pledging allegiance to a person. I'm not pledging allegiance to Barack Obama when I pledge allegiance to the flag. I'm not pledging allegiance to any human being. I'm pledging allegiance to a country with an idea. And so in that circumstance, they are right to be upset because the idea isn't working well, especially for them. 28 past the hour.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. You ever feel like you're being pulled in all directions? We can learn a lesson from a doll. Stretch Armstrong.
Created in the 1970s, kids loved him instantly. This superhero's limbs could stretch up to four times the width of his body.
These days, Stretch is a hit again, with collectors this time. You see, not many dolls survived all that stretching.
How can you avoid stretching yourself too much? Strive to be a hero, not a superhero.
Be honest, you're only human. You only have 24 hours in a day. There's only so much you can do.
Except that you can't have it all. You can't be all things to all people.
It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Gold Glove third baseman was solid in the regular season, but shined during the postseason. And he was named the 1998 World Series MVP.
Rochus hits one in the left. Back at the wall. The Yankees have tied it again.
So where is Scott Brosius now? Scott moved from the Yankees' hot corner right into the dugout as an assistant coach at his alma mater, Linfield College in Oregon. In 2008, he became the team's manager and posted a record of 133-49. And he was named Northwestern Conference Coach of the Year three times.
There's a lot of life after baseball, and this is really what it's all about, is preparing ourselves for the rest of our lives.
Looks like Scott found his field of dreams. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.